Pastel suits, ultra cool shades, and stubble are back. Miami Vice, the movie, blasts its way into theaters today, and at least one of the original perps returns to the scene of the crime. Michael Mann was the executive producer for the 1980s TV series. He's written and directed the new movie. This time, Colin Farrell takes Don Johnson's role as Detective Crockett. Jamie Foxx picks up where Philip Michael Thomas left off as Tubbs. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan has this review.
In movies from Thief to Collateral, Michael Mann has reveled in stories where the night is alive with menace. This story has two Miami cops getting in over their heads as they go deep undercover to infiltrate the mother of all drug cartels.
Jose Hierro, cocaine producer. Hierro's middle management, part of a bigger transnational operation run by Archangel De Jesus Montoya.
Montoya's the new news. Globalized.
Danger not only stalks the characters, it's drawn a bead on writer-director Mann, and he doesn't come away unscathed. The movie-making in Miami Vice is impeccable, but its story turns out to be too flimsy a read to support all of the weight put on it. The film does look great, as Mann works once again in razor-sharp, high-definition digital video. Every image we see is thought out and then thought out again. If an airplane flies past a cloud, it's the cloud of a lifetime. If a drug dealer has a hideaway, it's near Brazil's spectacular Iguazu Falls. Nothing is casual. Nothing is done without yielding maximum visual effect. After the look, the next thing we notice about Miami Vice is the endless supply of attitude. Everyone in the movie is way past mythic, way past cool. If lean, hard, macho looks could kill, there would be even more corpses littering the screen.
Once we pick up the load, the next time you hear from us, it'll be a date, time, and a place. Like there's an 18-wheeler in a parking lot in North Miami with the keys in the ignition. You pick it up, you drive away. Smooth. That's how we do it.
Part of the fun of a film like Miami Vice, obviously, is watching our heroes be too cool for school. But these guys are just too cool. Their cocky attitude feels repetitive, and it hamstrings them from acting in any other key.
White prison gangs is tweakers and meth labs and trailer parks,
bouncing the old lady around until they get busted back.
This is especially true when Colin Farrell's Crockett is drawn to a ruthless cartel financial officer named Isabella, played by Chinese star Gong Li.
Do me one favor.
Yeah.
In return for the risks we took in recovering your loan. Allow me to buy you a drink.
But this is a Miami Vice version of romance. Isabella is such a convincing dragon lady that a relationship with the equally self-involved Crockett is doomed in more ways than one.
What do you like to drink?
I'm a fiend for mojitos.
I know a place.
Both characters are too in love with themselves to make their pairing believable.
It's a bad idea.
This is past a bad idea.
And it has no future.
In the end, Miami Vice turns out to be just an old-fashioned B picture with an A-plus budget. But money can't buy it all, even in Miami.
Kenneth Turan is film critic for the Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition.